is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More than 30,000 Boeing employees have voted to go on strike. They walked off the job an hour ago. Union President John Holden.
We're ready. I know our members are ready. And so we'll take it in stride. It'll be a little bit chaotic at first, but we'll get our feet under us as we, you know, picket the sites and, you know, send a strong message that our members deserve better.
The contract the machinists rejected would have raised their pay 25% over 4 years. The union's demanding 40% over 3 years. They also want pensions reinstated and better health insurance.
Our bodies are broken, and they don't want to even give us the health care because after the 15% cap, every year after that, we have to pay 10% more. They think that we're going to roll over and the first contract that they're going to give us, we're going to accept. Well, that's a damn lie.
Disaster averted at Nashville International Airport, says CBS's Maurice Dubois.
An Alaska Airlines pilot was forced to slam on the brakes at nearly 120 miles per hour at abort takeoff. The tires on the Alaska Airlines jet blew out. No injuries reported, though. The FAA says the Southwest plane had been cleared to cross the same runway that Alaska Airlines says it had clearance for from air traffic control.
People along the Louisiana coast are cleaning up after the area got a lashing from Hurricane Francine. CBS's Dave Malkoff spoke with Dan and Samantha Stevens, whose thrift shop was destroyed.
There's some really good people in this neighborhood, and a lot of them are less fortunate, and they look forward to coming here. It's their favorite place.
But Dan Stevens is feeling grateful.
You know, I've been blessed my whole life, so if this is the only bad thing that happens to me, I'm good, man. It doesn't bother me. You know, it really doesn't.
Remnants of the storm will drop a lot of rain on Tennessee and Alabama today. Russia has accused 6 British diplomats of spying and is preparing to expel them. Just 2 days ago, Britain joined the U.S. in pledging almost $1.5 billion in additional aid to Ukraine. For the first time, North Korea has released images of a facility where it's producing fuel for nuclear weapons. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
Shown visiting a uranium enrichment facility, leader Kim Jong-un again demanded an exponential increase in the number of North Korea's nuclear weapons. Images reveal centrifuges used to produce weapons-grade material, of which the North is believed by analysts to already have enough for 90 nuclear warheads.
Consumer Reports says its tests have detected high levels of lead in 12 cinnamon and spice brands, about a third of those the magazine tested. Half a dozen of the products, however, tested as low risk. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A big day ahead in court for a well-known singer.
Justin Timberlake was in another country on tour during his last court date, so he appeared virtually. But today, the 43-year-old is expected to not only show up in person, but to plead guilty in his DWI case. The 43-year-old is accused of driving his new BMW intoxicated on June 18th. The officer says the pop star failed a field sobriety test. His breath smelled of alcohol, and he had bloodshot eyes, which were visible in his mugshot. Timberlake claimed he only had one martini. Timberlake's attorney had no comment. Sophia Hall for CBS News, New York.
McDonald's is extending its $5 value meal until December at most of its restaurants in the U.S. It introduced the deal in June after a disappointing first quarter. A company that uses cell phone data to monitor retail traffic says visits to McDonald's rose 2.5% after the deal was introduced. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around the area for the overnight hours. Light southeast winds and upper 60s by daybreak. Mostly sunny skies Friday with highs in the upper 70s. A few more clouds Friday night. Lows will drop back down into the upper 60s. Currently 71 degrees.
WRJN. There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine, she looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing. Crystal blue persuasion. Ooh,
persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood, crystal blue persuasion.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
told her that I loved her. She would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
And the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes inside the 30-yard line
to a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
W-R-J-N. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
From Pasadena.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep to your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Rescue me. Rescue me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Live by, and so become yourself. Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
Your elders grew wise, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love.
Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me
so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Kenosha.